Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hi, this is Ozzy Osbourne, and you're listening to Talking Metal.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Liftoff. It's time to rock. Broadcasting worldwide from John Astronomy's Silver Spacecraft, you are listening to the Talking Metal Podcast. So sit back, grab a drink, turn up the earbuds, and hit that oxygen axle road style. Because this ship has just hit hyperspace. Ladies and gentlemen, will you please welcome the greatest podcasters this side of Mars, Mark Striegel and John Astronomy.
Welcome to another edition of Talking Metal. This is John Astronomy here, coming to you from the Silver Spacecraft, Jersey City, New Jersey, undisclosed location. How you doing, guys? This is a solo episode that I'm dedicating to one of my favorite bands ever. They're called The Brood. They released their self-titled and only album in 1986. And the band featured John Nelson and Amory Smith from Suicidal Tendencies. They formed the group in 1984 with the guys from Neighborhood Watch, the bassist John Flitcraft and guitarist Todd Moyer. John Nelson was the lead vocalist of the group, and Todd Moyer sang a few songs too. They recorded a demo and they signed to Profile Records in 1985, and then the album came out in 86. Then soon after that, Nelson and Flitcraft quit, while Smith and Moyer decided to form another band for which Moyer would be the lead vocalist and hired former Suicidal bass player Luigi Mayorga. The band became Uncle Slam, and that is directly off of Wikipedia. So anyway, this band was, somehow we discovered them, my friends and I, in 1986. We bought the record. And back where I was from in small town Pennsylvania, we didn't get that many cool records coming through. You had to travel to like the next town over to buy albums like Kill 'Em All and stuff like that. But somehow we came across The Brood, and it became one of our favorite bands. And just the other day, I was thinking of something, and so I sent my friend James a Facebook message that said, I got kicked out of med school. They said I was insane, which is a reference to the song Screaming for Life, where the first lyrics are, he got kicked out of med school. They said he was insane. And he just replied immediately with a picture of him holding the Brood album, which I thought was amazing. And then he actually had the MP3s, which I had the vinyl, and he did, but he wound up sending me the MP3s, and I decided that we had to dedicate an entire Talking Metal episode to The Brood. So without any further ado, we are going to get into the first track off the record. This one is called Call of the Dog.
Hey!
That was Call of the Dog by The Brood from 1986. Again, one of my all-time favorite bands. Wasn't that a freaking great song? It was just an amazing, amazing metal tune. So, I want to get into a couple of things. I want to tell you about a cool thing that happened to me out in Chicago. I recently went out there to do one of these autograph signings with Ace Frehley, where I keep track of the whole gang, and we have a crew, and Ace signs autographs and takes pictures with people, and this was for the Days of the Dead event in Chicago. Great event. They have them all around. The next one's going to be in Atlanta. And basically what happened was we got a call from a guy named Ian who works for Bulova Watches. And Ian was friends with Chips Enough, who is a co-host on the Man Cow radio and TV show. And so they said, hey, can we get Ace to come on? And I said, well, I think that'd be a great idea. We all thought it'd be a great idea. And when I told Ace, he said, yeah, absolutely, let's do it. So basically, we all fly into Chicago the night before, like Thursday night. The event starts on a Friday. And this radio show is like really early, you know, like 7 a.m. or something like that. So we had to get up really early, like 4:35 a.m. And they sent a car up, and it was great. We drove down to downtown Chicago, me, Ace, and our bodyguard, Jimmy. And, or not my bodyguard, but Ace's bodyguard. Jimmy's a good friend of mine. So what happened was we get to the studio, and there's already cameras outside the place, and it was really cool. And, you know, I had to, of course, say, you know, who are you guys with? Because I didn't know if it was just some random people taking pictures, but it was obviously the Man Cow show. So we went in, and then Chips Enough, one of the coolest guys I've ever met. I've known Chips Enough since, like, the early 90s when Enough's Enough was mixing the Strength record in New York City, or they were doing something with the album. But anyway, he comes up, and it was great to see him again. And then we did the show. Now, what was really funny is that about every 5 minutes, Man Cow would go, and we have Geddy Lee here, and because I had the long black hair and the rounded blue glasses similar to Geddy Lee, so that was really funny. And every time they did that, they wound up playing Fly By Night. It was a really fun part of the show, and I wound up being on both the radio portion and the TV portion a bunch of times. And so that was definitely a really, really fun event. Man Cow's great. I always was a fan of Man Cow. And, of course, it was amazing to reconnect with Chips Enough. And Chip and I wound up hanging out for the whole weekend together, which was really cool. And we're still in touch, and we hope to definitely have Chip Enough on Talking Metal very soon. Chip headed out to the UK and Europe to do some gigs with Enough's Enough, so that is very cool. Not sure when you guys are going to hear this episode, but check out the Enough's Enough schedule. They're going to be out in Europe doing a few shows and some festivals and stuff like that. So it's going to be really, really cool. Anyway, so that's what I've been up to, getting ready for Thanksgiving and talking about The Brood. So I want to get into another Brood tune. This one has some of the greatest ever lyrics. Once again, this one is called Born to Lose. And the greatest line in the world, in my opinion, which is, I think, the first line of the song, it says, don't tell me what you're going to do, just shut up and do it. And I think that is freaking great. Totally cool. Anyway, right now, this is Born to Lose by The Brood. I've been a That was Born to Lose by The Brood, featuring some great musicians from Suicidal Tendencies and Neighborhood Watch. So, guys, I hope you are enjoying the Brood Talking Metal special coming to you from the Silver Spacecraft, Jersey City, New Jersey, undisclosed location. You know, there's a lot of people out there that, you know, that might want to get their hands on the top secret files locked in the vaults down underground here in the Silver Spacecraft. And, you know, that's why we've got to keep it in an undisclosed location. So that's that. So I want to get into one final tune by The Brood, and I want to encourage all of you guys to look for these guys. The best place, I think, to find them is to either, you know, just go to a little record store and look for the album and just buy it. But if you can't do that or you have no luck, just go onto YouTube and search The Brood. And it'll help if you put Call of the Dog in, because then you'll see all the Brood stuff. And, you know, they have them up on YouTube. Not videos, but just basically the track. Anyway, we're going to get into the track that I referenced earlier that had the lyric that said he got kicked out of med school. They said he was insane. And this song is called Screaming for Life. And once again, it is by The Brood, which is a great group. Wikipedia calls them a crossover thrash band from Venice, California. And I just think they are unbelievable. I wish that they would have put out more records, and you never know. Maybe we'll hear another Brood record sometime in the future. Maybe this will inspire The Brood to get back together again. Or in some form. You know, it's always hard to get everybody back together, but maybe, you know, that would be a great thing. I'm not even really sure what happened to all of the different guys in the band. You know, that would be a fun project for one of you Talking Metal listeners if you'd like to research that and see what each guy's up to and then let us know. That would be really cool. So once again, don't forget to go to the merch section on TalkingMetal.com, pick up a Talking Metal t-shirt, check us out on Facebook, check out Talking Metal Digital on Facebook, brand new thing, check us out on YouTube, and definitely check out all the new cool content that we're putting up on TalkingMetalDigital.com and TalkingMetal.com, which features not only the Talking Metal podcast, but the Talking Rock podcast and the Mars Attacks podcast. Lots and lots of cool stuff going on. Please use all the links that you see on the Talking Metal website to you know, navigate to your other sites to download tunes and do all that kind of stuff, because it definitely helps out Talking Metal, and it helps us bring this show to you because we love doing it. And again, thank you guys for listening. Right now, here is Screaming for Life by The Brood, and I want to thank my buddy James for supplying me with the MP3s and being so cool. All right, Screaming for Life by The Brood.
Crazy!